KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. High school basketball last night in boys' play, a game we had for you from the Rolling Valley Conference. It was Cam just hanging on down the stretch to get a win over Adair Casey, 51-50. Thomas Hensley had 16 points for the Cougars to lead the way for them. Adair Casey got 20 points from Colton Sargent as they rallied within a point multiple times in the fourth quarter, had a number of shots at the end to try to win it, but just couldn't get one to go home, and Cam wins at 51-50. Also, another boys' play last night in Hawkeye 10 action. It was Creston over Clarinda, 67-52. Glenwood beat Denison Schleswig, 73-42. Kemper Catholic over Nottoway Valley, 81-54. Lewis Central beat Harlan, 64-51. And Shenandoah, 70-30 over Clarinda Academy. In Western Iowa Conference play, Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine, 60-47. In some other Rolling Valley scores, Exira EHK over Charter Oak Ute, 51-43. Guthrie Center beat Coon Rapids Bayard, 31-30. Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Stanton, 80-54, and I-35 beat Earlham, 64-54. Also in other scores, Panorama over Woodward Granger, 76-45. Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Councilbus Thomas Jefferson, 72-30, and Winterset over Carroll, 58-51. In a girls' basketball last night, in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Glenwood over Denison Schleswig, 67-50. And in a top-three battle, it was Lewis Central knocking off Harlan by a point, 43-42. Other scores, Panorama over Woodward Granger, 64-15, and Winterset beat Carroll, 69-32. Moving our attention to some high school basketball today, there's some playoff action going on in classes 2A and 3A. In class 2A Region 6, IKM Manning will play host to Woodward Granger for a 7 o'clock game this evening. Also, other 2A first-round games in Region 7, all these games tipping off at 7 o'clock. Pleasantville is at Martinsdale St. Mary's, Van Buren is at Cardinal, Clarinda Academy at Southwest Valley, and Earlham is at West Central Valley. In Region 8, OABCIG is at Maple Valley Anthon Odo, Missouri Valley travels to West Monona, Tri-Center at Underwood, and AHSTW at Logan Magnolia here today. Also in Class 3A, Region 8, all these games also tipping off at 7 o'clock. Greene County at Pocahontas area, Kemper Catholic at Southeast Valley, Red Oak at Shenandoah, and Clarinda at Atlantic. We'll have that game for you tonight here on KJN, our pregame coverage beginning at about 6:50 here this evening as we get ready for that 7 o'clock tip here tonight. Also, high school wrestling having a lot of action going on around the state today with district meets taking place. And district sites that will have local teams in Class 1A included I-35, also at Underwood today. Also, a district site will be hosted here in Atlantic, as Atlantic has the qualifiers that qualify from the sectional meets at both Winterset and Glenwood. And the Atlantic Cam Wrestling Squad has 7 wrestlers that will be competing, trying to make it to the state meet. Cole Hansen, Connor Cox, Chase McLaren, Zach Stork, Drake Roller, Keegan Hosfeld, and John McConkey. Action gets underway at noon today at the Atlantic High School there for that district wrestling contest. Also, boys state swimming going on in Marshalltown, and qualifying was Damon Miller of Atlantic. He qualified as the 15th fastest time in the 200-yard freestyle and the 14th fastest in the 100-yard freestyle, and that gets underway around noon as well at the Marshalltown YMCA. In other sports, the actual NBA All-Star game isn't until Sunday night, but there's a rash of crowd-pleasing events tonight. The long-distance three-point contest and slam dunk competition are among the events scheduled for this evening. Miami center Chris Bosh is out of the All-Star game and the three-point contest, though, saying he is staying in Toronto for the remainder of the weekend. Bosh said that he has a strained right calf and will be replaced on the East roster by Atlanta big man Al Horford. The New York Mets have a hole to fill in their bullpen as reliever Henry Mejia has made a hit baseball history by becoming the first player to receive a lifetime ban under baseball's drug agreement after testing positive for a performance-enhancing substance for the third time. In NFL news, two-time Pro Bowl running back Matt Forte has announced on Instagram that he's been informed by the Bears that he will not be offered a contract for next season, meaning he will be a free agent. The team then confirmed the posting, calling him one of the all-time great Bears. And scores from last night in the NHL. It was Los Angeles going to overtime to beat the Rangers 5-4. Buffalo 6-4 over Montreal. Pittsburgh a shootout winner over Carolina 2-1. Colorado also went to a shootout to beat Detroit 3-2. Tampa Bay an overtime winner over Nashville 4-3. St. Louis beat Florida 5-3. And Arizona 4-1 over Calgary. Also in top 25 college basketball last night, it was 17th-ranked Arizona beating UCLA 81-75. And 19th-ranked Dayton held off Rhode Island 68-66. And it was Arizona State knocking off 23rd-ranked Southern Cal by a final score of 74-67. In top 25 women's college hoops last night, 8th-ranked Oregon State beat Colorado 73-50. 9th-ranked Arizona State over Cal 64-49. 13th-ranked Stanford beat Arizona 82-58, 14th-ranked UCLA over Washington State 73-61, 22nd-ranked South Florida beat Cincinnati 78-51, and 23rd-ranked DePaul was a winner as well over Xavier 82-52. And also on the slate here today in men's college basketball, lots of top 25 going on as 22nd-ranked Kentucky is at South Carolina. TCU travels to 10th-ranked West Virginia. Georgetown is at 20th-ranked Providence. UNI will be at 25th-ranked Wichita State. 15th-ranked Texas A&M is at LSU. 18th-ranked Purdue at Michigan. 6th-ranked Kansas is at 3rd-ranked Oklahoma for a 1:30 tip this afternoon. 5th-ranked Xavier is at Butler. 13th-ranked Louisville at Notre Dame. 11th-ranked Oregon is at Stanford. 7th-ranked Virginia travels to Duke. Wisconsin is at 2nd-ranked Maryland. Texas Tech travels to 21st-ranked Baylor. St. John's is at Villanova here tonight, the top-ranked team in the country. And 24th-ranked Texas is in Ames tonight to take on 14th-ranked Iowa State. That'll be a 7:30 tip-off tonight for the Cyclones at Hilton Coliseum. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.